This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Pain Management Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience at eHealth Radio. Visiting with us today is Dr. Rajiv Pardi, a.k.a. Dr. Raj. Dr. Raj is a world-leading specialist in pain management with over 30 years practicing clinical experience. He was the chief of anesthesiology at Bakersfield Heart Hospital, where he specialized in cardiac anesthesia for 15 years. Dr. Raj founded the Pain Management Institute of California, and under his direction, it has served thousands of patients for acute and chronic pain relief. He now specializes in promoting spiritual wellness and personal growth with various non-traditional healing modalities. His new book, The Soul of Wellness, is being released by Select Books in October of 2012, this year, of course. Dr. Raj, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Oh, thank you. So, Dr. Raj, how did you go from being an anesthesiologist and chronic pain manager to an integrative medicine physician or an MD specializing in spiritual wellness?
You know, this transformation happened both at the personal level and as a physician, because I'm talking about both as a patient and a doctor. Like, I had developed a chronic pain in my own wrist, and I was in the danger of, quote-unquote, becoming my own patient, taking more pills and more pills. The more pills I took or more pills the patients took, sicker they were getting, and they were getting hooked onto very powerful drugs, opioids, which is right now a big epidemic in the United States. So that I started looking for alternative, non, quote-unquote, pill mentality therapies, which are equally effective.
Why do you now pursue health from a soul healing perspective, and what is a spiritual wellness definition?
You know, spiritual wellness is, like, again, from my personal experience and from the patients' experiences of which I interacted, I used to see about 40 patients a day. People who were grounded in themselves, who were connected to the essential truth, which is consciousness, bliss, and truth, Sat Chit Ananda, they were healthier and required less and less medications. Like in my own life, I was, quote-unquote, came to this country with $20, and then I started going for the American dream. The American dream became a runaway dream. Bigger cars, more expensive house. You know, it was never enough because I was looking for outside, you know. And similarly, the patients were looking for answers in the pills for every solution, every problem they had. But by connecting to the soul, to the spirit, one found the joy within. My story, in short, figuratively and literally, has been Hummer to hybrid. And I'm very happy right now by helping others and helping myself.
Your specialty addresses diseases of the soul such as depression, anxiety, addiction. And can you tell us why you consider them soul diseases and what alternative therapies can support recovery of these issues that so many Americans are suffering from today?
Yeah, you know, like this fact is right now about 30% of the Western population, you know, in Europe and U.S. can be classified as depressed. And one of the reasons is, and for depression and for addiction, again, they're looking for pills for something outside help. The big pharma is on the TV blasting, oh, for every solution one can take Prozac or, you know, other antidepressants. But by connecting to the soul, by going inwards, one is able to find the same effects, which can be measured by blood tests, like the stress hormones go down and the happy hormones go up. And that's why I call them disease of the soul. In a way, an addict, like Dr. Chopra in his book, Spiritual Solutions for Addiction, points out, is a misguided seeker. All he needs to turn his seeking inwards, and addictions can be cured.
Today we are visiting with Dr. Raj. He is a world-leading specialist in pain management with over 30 years practicing clinical experience. He was the chief of anesthesiology at Bakersfield Heart Hospital, where he specializes in cardiac anesthesia for over 15 years, here on eHealth Radio's Pain Management Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Raj, I understand you have an ebook the laws of wellness that our listeners can get for free on your website, drraj.com. That's drraj.com. Can you tell us what you define as the seven laws of wellness?
Yeah, you know, like I personally believe to lead a fully healthy and very fulfilling and contented life, one has to be well in four dimensions. It starts with physical, mental, heart or social, and spiritual. And to help these four dimensions, I came up with seven laws. And I can just give you the titles of the laws. Like the first starts with practice stress management. You know, stress is nowadays responsible for 70% of the modern-day diseases, heart attacks, blood pressure, stroke. I can go and list the whole 100 diseases, like diabetes, obesity. And the second law I made was physical health a priority. Because if we don't have physical health, proper nutrition, proper diet, proper exercise, we cannot be well. Next, I came with making thoughts our positive life. Because what we think becomes our action, and it becomes our habit, and we become what we think. So positive thinking is very important. Next, I came up with live with purpose and integrity. And next, I came with practice love and compassion. Now, here in the two things, love and compassion, by serving others, I want to use the word seva, which is a Sanskrit word for service with gratitude. One really benefits oneself. And this can be chemically proven by measuring the DHEA, the prolactin, the harpy hormones, like Candace Perth wrote in her book, Molecules of Happiness. And the sixth law I came up with is celebrate now. I was stuck in the past. I was always thinking of the future. And here Eckhart Tolle, a great mystic, has a great book, Now. And this concept is not new, but I wrote them down in one small booklet. And the most important, the last one, is to immerse yourself in meaning. Here comes the spiritual connection. And by spiritual, I do not necessarily mean believing in God or some outside entity. By spiritual, I mean to be doing something which is more fulfilling, something which is beyond our immediate needs. For example, if I work 10 hours, I'll get paid for 10 hours. That is a formula. But here I'm talking about serving others. A person who does not believe in God could be like preventing child abuse, preventing child slavery, or for nature, for environment. That gives meaning to life. Something beyond our own small ego or the little self.
Can you share some advanced insights from your new book, The Soul of Wellness, to be released on October the 16th this year?
Yeah, it is a book on which I expanded on the small booklet, and I have promoted more spiritual part in that. That's why it's called The Soul of Wellness. And one of the biggest concepts which I talk about is seva, and it is my favorite topic to talk about, as you can say, is service with gratitude. And that is a way of living every day, not just going to the hospital and being a volunteer for 2 hours and saying, I've done my seva. For giving an example, like for a doctor, when a patient comes in, he should not have the attitude, oh, not him again, but be gentle, be soft, sit down, touch their hands, listen to them. That is seva. And so many of the times the patient, especially with chronic pain, they feel just better the doctor took the time to talk to them.
Dr. Raj, where can folks be in touch with you online or to grab some more information? I understand the website seems to be drraj.com. Is that the location that our listeners should visit?
They should visit, and actually I have on my website, Ask Dr. Raj, like people can ask me questions there. And I usually answer those questions in a newsletter, in a general way, which I send out every month. Like somebody wants to know about, because I'm not becoming their personal doctor, but I'll talk in general terms about depression, or they have any other issues, emotional issues, relationship issues, I will be more than happy to discuss it in the newsletter.
Very good. And if we could incorporate one thing to improve our well-being, what would you recommend in conclusion?
You know, for one's own self, as Dr. Chopra talks about and I talk about, is meditation. Daily practice of meditation connects us to the soul. And the easiest meditation is what is called Buddhist meditation, but it's actually universal meditation because we all are breathing, is to just just be aware of our incoming and outgoing breath, to be in the moment. That's what meditation is.
We've been talking with Dr. Rajiv Pardi, a.k.a. Dr. Raj, a world-leading specialist in pain management with over 30 years practicing clinical experience. He was the chief of anesthesiology at Bakersfield Heart Hospital, where he specialized in cardiac anesthesia for over 15 years. And visit his website. It's Dr. Raj, drraj.com. Dr. Raj, thanks so much for joining us today on eHealth Radio.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you, and ours as well. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.